4PXB.
4B, WQ, standing by. KO4BWQ, standing by.
KO4DWQ, W4DJW.
This is KO4BWQ.
Is that Victor Whiskey, Quebec, or is that Delta Whiskey, Quebec?
Victor Whiskey, Quebec.
Okay. Well, hello, Jimmy. I looked you up on QRZ. My name's Dave. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, I'm kind of killing some time up here in my office, and I've got this thing. What'd you say your call sign was?
It's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, and you got off your X a little bit. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. Wherever you were when you originally threw your call out, that's a good X, but wherever you moved to after that, that's a bad X.
Yeah, I think I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Sometimes I'll cue the mic and start talking. I forget that I have to wait sometimes, so that might have been what was going on.
Okay, well, you're making it. Are you down in Anderson on a handheld?
It's not a handheld. It's a little mobile unit that I've got hooked up on my desk right here. But I've got a little J-pole up in the attic, so it seems to get out pretty good.
Okay, yeah, because Anderson's a long haul up to the Caesars Head repeater. So, yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, I see more, or hear more activity on this channel than I do any of the rest of the repeaters that I've got programmed in.
So, are you new to amateur radio?
I am. I've probably had my license for probably a month, a little better. I was planning on taking my general this month, but life gets in the way, so I got to save it up. Hopefully, next month, I'll get out of my general.
Okay. Well, welcome to amateur radio. I don't think we've talked before, but anyway, welcome and congratulations on getting your ticket. I know it's a lot of work, but it's worth it in the end.
Yeah, I retired back in June, and the first thing I did was went out and bought me a little CB radio, putting it set up behind the house. But I'm finding out that the CB radio is too much static, too much chatter, too much foolishness for the most part. I got some buddies here I'll talk to local, but it's like night and day talking on these ham radios. So it's so much clearer, and you know, you don't have all the static that goes along with it.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah, significant difference there. Well, anyway, I won't keep you. I just thought that was a new call you were throwing out there, so I just wanted to, if it was the first time, just wanted to welcome you to amateur radio. And say good to hear you. Hope to hear you on the repeater more often. KO4VWQ, W4DJW.
K and 4 VWA.
Hey, Steve, we missed a good day to go flying. It was warm, and I mean, it wasn't too warm, but the wind wasn't blowing. It was nice and sunny.
Oh, I thought about it until I started making a run to the landfill at about noon, and my hands got stiff from the cold. It was deceptively nice out here. The high is supposed to be around 50, I think. Around noontime, it was about 47. That's still pretty doggone cold. My hand's stiffen up. So, anyhow. Well, hey, man, I made a contact today on voice, on FM, on 40 meters. No, on 15 meters today. And it just amazed me.
But,
on FM, you made contact on FM on 15 meters? Do you mean single sideband, upper sideband?
Let me correct that if I said it wrong. I made a contact on 15 meters, and I didn't mean to include FM in there anywhere, but I made a contact on 15 meters on upper sideband.
Well, that's, so we're going through temperature inversions because, you know, it was really, really warm the other day and now it's cold and then it's going to be warm again. And so expect really, really good, HF and really, really poor VHF, and then expect it to invert, right? You have really, really good VHF and really poor HF. It's going to be messed up like that for a while. But I mean, that's not messed up. You just happen to stumble on the good side of it. You'll stumble on the bad side of it at the same time.
Well, this was 70 kilometers.
Well, you're doing good. You hit South Africa. Were you using like your Mosley or something like that? You using a beam or using a wire? Because South Africa on a wire is kind of difficult to get from around here. It can be done. I can do it every now and then. I can do it maybe 3 times a year or 4 times a year, but that's about it. No, and then Madagascar. Seems like I can hit Madagascar a little bit more often than South Africa. I don't know why that is.
I've got a OCF, Maxcon, and I've got the crown of it. It's an inverted V, and it's up at 50 feet. And I could still hear him, and I think I could still have gotten him on that wire. But, no, I was using my Mosley, and I had it directed right straight at him. You know, I had the bearing down pat, you know, from my N3FJP software. So, but it really did. It worked so nice this morning. I mean, I was just... propagation is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is. It can be wonderful and can it be terrible. You can say, I just did that and it was fantastic like 2 nights ago. And now all of a sudden it's gone. The band's like 80 meters. It tells up really, really, really fast when it goes long. You'll be talking to somebody like you're on an FM repeater. And then when it goes long, it's not 10 minutes and you can't talk to them anymore at all.
Yep, I know what you mean. Well, I'm on that Wazon, whatever you want to call it. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. So my apologies to the manufacturer, but I think I've got it programmed now and it's working real good. How's the audio on it?
It sounds like you're sitting right in here in the room with me. Is that the one you got? Was that one of Robert's? Okay, I wouldn't have known you were on indifferent radio at all. I mean, you always sound clear to me. So, I can't tell it's any better or any worse than any other radio you talk on. It's just as good as anything.
Well, good. All right, well, listen, did you get my text message about that other subject earlier today?
About the Greer Club meeting?
Yeah, and the very tail end of that, you know, right after I asked you about the Simplex neck, you said yes. I also mentioned something else there. I just got the text from you there. Okay, great. I'm in.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and I probably won't make it. I mean, somebody else asked about having them... take notes or do something, video, record something, that thing that Ariel's doing. So if you miss that, there's going to be a way to see it after his presentation is complete.
You know, that kind of sparks a concept in my head. I could possibly take a camcorder and video the thing.
Hey, if you're going to be there, it'd be good to have like a backup in case the primary, you know, you're the secondary in case the primary fails, or, you know, have two angles on it. You can't ever have enough angles on it.
Absolutely. You know what? I think I'm going to go up there and I'll throw the thing on charge for about an hour before I head out to go down there. And I think I'm going to try to do just that. Just trying to remember now in all my junk where I've got my tripod stored. I sure don't want to sit there and hold it that long. I think I'm going to try to do that. So, man, I tell you what, today would have been nice, but I tell you, it's just so cold.
Well, I got out in the car earlier. I had to go to the bank and to the post office and grocery store. And I had my coat on because I figured it was going to be cold. And it was. It was 26 or 27 degrees when I got up, and it was like it didn't budge well before Amy left to go to work. And then I got in the car and headed out, and I think it warmed up 10 degrees by the time I got home somewhere around noon or something like that. But it sure looked beautiful out there. I put on a hat and a scarf and a big heavy coat, and we could have been out there flying. I'm about ready. I'm wanting to really try out those Blixers and see how well they do. W4DJW.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's going to be fun. And you know what? After the meeting tonight, I'm going to finally get a chance to get back home. I've had my granddaughter for two nights, and she just went home a little while ago. Man, we had a ball. That youngin', I tell you what. But I will say this, raising little children is not for grandpas. Man, they'll run you absolutely, they'll run you to death. Oh, but anyhow, I'll get in there and I'll get that 9, 10, and 12 programmed in for staff.
Okay. Yeah, I did do that with my granddaughter. From her, let's see, how old was she? That was like between 3 and 8 or 9 years old. She lived with us. And she was my daughter's daughter. And so I was the one that was relegated to doing all the work. I had to get her breakfast and had to take her to school and had to do all that stuff. So, of course, I was working at home, so it was easy for me. And I'm telling you, that'll run a grandpa ragged. Taking care of a grandchild, they're a lot of work. We undervalue the work required to make that happen oftentimes if it's not us that's doing it. I got an eye-opening experience with it, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. I look back on those days, and they were good days.
Hi, grandchildren.
There's just nothing in this world that I would trade for, I tell you what. Oh, and my the other grandbaby came down Saturday, and he's just turned 6 months old, and Sue kept him from about 8 o'clock in the morning until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon so that they could meet with a realtor. Oh my God. That's of an age bracket where I'm not qualified. At least that's what I keep telling Sue. Fun at that level, but I'll tell you what, there is one thing about little kids, though, you got to remember, Dave. They are petri dishes.
That's true, too. That is true. She brought stuff home a lot more often. We don't ever get sick now anymore at all, because neither one of us ever go out that much. But they do bring home a lot of stuff. You know, I was watching two doctors talk about that, and that's the way humans are meant to work. We're meant to exchange germs like that. That's how we build immunities. If we don't do that, we don't build immunities.
Contact, come in there. I don't want to hog the channel. Come on in there if I hurt somebody.
I like grandkids.
K-4NC. Hey, Robert.
At least giving a 3 or 4 second interval between, between you transmitting and me transmitting. Trying to break myself of that habit of just boom, 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 boom.
I did hear Gabriel in there. Go ahead, Gabriel.
I just heard the U.S. was talking. Just to stop by a little bit.
Gabriel, how you doing, buddy? You still want to look at that 857 for me?
I mean, just give me a call before I head. I mean, because I'm supposed to have more free time than I'm here at house, and results have taken less time than time before, I tell you that. But yeah, sure, anytime.
Okay, well, I still got your number, and I'll give you a holler. And, so the long and the short of it, if you did some research on a Yaesu FT-857D, I think I need a new display. Yes, I am.
About it, Jays has still got plenty of those for the 857 and the 897. They got plenty of those. Actually, they sold the display with the module, which is like $20 more, but it works better. But this depends on the customer.
Hey, you know what? That would put me with two of those operational, and I'd really like to get that going. So. Yeah, that'd be cool. KN4 VWA. I'll give you a holler probably, what's good, Wednesday, Thursday?
I have to go tomorrow to Georgia to pick up an engine for a diesel truck I need to fix. And after that, I'm game.
I know you do this as a side, so I just didn't want to, you know, interrupt your schedule. So, anyhow, yeah, I'll give you a holler sometime Wednesday afternoon or Thursday afternoon. We'll see what we can come up with, okay?
I got a phone call, guys. I'll be here on the side listening, KB4NC.
Roger. Okay. Well, good enough, bud. I'll get in touch with you, and we'll see what we can work out. I really appreciate it. W42W, still in there?
I am. I was going to ping Gabriel about an AL-572B that I need overhauled, but I guess he's on the phone now.
All right, see, I did it again. I tell you what, I need to leave at least a 3 or 4 second gap in there, and I need to quit hogging the frequency. He'll be back in there in just a minute. I'm sure he can still hear us, so he'll come back on us.
W4WOZ. Dave, are you still around, brother?
Hey, Rod, I'm still here. What's up?
Question from you. I sort of kind of maybe heard you wrote a PSK-31 program. Does it work good? Have you ever done that? Or am I just not hearing what I thought, so I heard somebody say?
So the people that developed the PSK protocol, they also developed a library that you could use in applications. If you're going to develop an application, they developed a library that you could use and had API calls into it. So I just built a Windows screen, right, with sections and put a section for the waterfall. And they actually fill in the waterfall for you, too. You define all the parameters and you call an API and it fills in the waterfall. So it's got the top half is where they type. They come to you. The bottom half is where you type. That goes to them. And in between the two is the waterfall. And then on the ends are your macros and all of that stuff that sends your calling CQ and what the signal report is and all that stuff. So, yeah, it works pretty good. That's all I use anymore. The incentive to do that was I was using Ham Radio Deluxe, and he just kept adding more and more and more to it. And it's got heavier and heavier and slower and bulkier and bulkier. And I said, enough of that. It's too slow, too many problems with it. I want to write something really lightweight, really fast, really agile. I just open it up, I run it, and when I'm done, I close it, and everything's immediate. So there's nothing fancy about it. It just communicates with PSK. That's it.
Well, okay, next question. Is it a standalone type program? I think that's what I'm hearing you said, that you don't need HRD or any of the others to support it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And you might need Visual C++ redistributables. That's anytime you'll see applications that you download, say sometimes that if it doesn't run, if it's missing a DLL, you're missing the VCP++, Microsoft Visual Studio +++ redistributables. And they've got a website you can go to download that enables extended functionality in Microsoft.
Okay, great. How could I try that out?
I can bring it to you. It all fits on a memory stick.
Well, plan up a trip. Let me know. I'm usually available. If not, I'll keep one of the munchkins around. They'll take care of it, okay?
All right. Well, you let me know when it's a good time for you, too. I think I don't have a whole lot. I've got a few things planned, but not like when I was working.
I think we all miss when we were working sometimes, not all the time. Anyway, though, I didn't want to get in conversation. I just wanted to ask you that question. Thank you very much, and we'll certainly get in contact with you about when we can do that. Thank you so much, W4WOZ.
All right, Rod, good to hear from you. W4WOZ, W4DJW. Gabriel, are you back? Did I hear you in there?
A quick call to Jason Bartz, just for the display. Yeah, they have it plain in stock. They got plain in stock right now. A couple thousand units of steel. So, yeah, they got those displays for the A57.
Do you hear that, Steve?
I heard that. That's good news, Gabriel. I tell you what, let me get that thing over to you and see if it has any other problems before you order it, okay?
They tell me they don't sold the display by itself any longer because they find out that was, like I told you, they sold you the whole display board complete. They got some problems with the drivers pretty much. It's not the display. It's on the driver. The everyday low price is $180 for the whole unit complete. So that take care of the display, the driver board, and everything.
Oh, okay. When is that just the whole face, the detachable face complete, or just everything in it?
The guts only. I mean, it's just guts, just which is the matrix display with the driving board is on it. But you just have to use your outer shell.
Did you say yes or no on the switches?
I guess it comes with switches, because you tell me it's the whole board complete, so I'm guessing it's switches and everything. I mean, not the rubber thingies, but all the internal parts, it's one unit. So actually, you crack open the display, and you just replace the whole interior complete, except for, you know, the touch pad and the outer shell.
Hey, that sounds like a good deal. Okay, well let's get the radio over to you and see if it has any other issues, and we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Hey, buddy. Well, you got my number. Call me anytime. I'll be here. Like I told you, tomorrow I have to go to Georgia, but the rest of the week I'm going to be here.
Winter. All right. Well, I'll be in touch either Wednesday afternoon or Thursday afternoon. So, all right. Hey, Dave, do you need me for anything else? I'm going to bail out on you, buddy.
No, I'm good. Let me know if you get that recorded. I'd like to watch the recording if it's on a digital media. If I could get a copy of it, that'd be appreciated. That's all. Have a good evening. Gabriel, I have a question about amplifier. W4DJW, you know how to work on an AL572B? You know what that is? It doesn't work. Somebody needs to look at it and tell me how much it's going to cost to fix it, whether I need to junk it or not.
Buddy, you know that. Sure, anytime, just let me know. Actually, Gary got a source of somebody. He have a bunch of tubes. In case your tubes are sour, he got some of those brand new ones in the box, so I was thinking, tell him that I'm going to keep at least a set of four in the stock for myself. I don't need it, but just in case I need it, it's an amplifier I'm willing to try to find. But sure, anytime, just give me a call.
Okay, I'll go get it down out of the attic then. It's been up there for years. And I've got it's got a set of new tubes in it, and I have a new set of tubes. So it takes 4 572 tubes. And I got two new sets, one in it and one outside of it. So I give you the amp and the extra set of tubes, and you tell me what it's going to take to get it working again. I think it's got some bad capacitors, those really big capacitors, but I don't know. I'll leave that up to you to figure out. I fixed it once or twice. It keeps on breaking on me. I fixed the transistors on a little board once or twice, and it still breaks. Anyway, I'll let you go, and I'll ping you when I get it down and get it dusted off and get it presentable. KV4NC, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
And no problem. Anyways, I was thinking to stop by over there over the weekend again, but I'll talk to you during the week. All right, buddy. Just give me a ring any case.
4HKX.
KXK in 4VWA.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, bud. You gonna try to make Greer?
No, I wish I could, but I'm running way behind, so I'm gonna have to bail out tonight.
Okay. Well, they were doing a presentation tonight on CME, EMP, and geomagnetic storms.
Ariel and Dave talking about that last week, and it piqued my interest. I really wanted to try to make it, but it just ain't going to happen tonight.
Yep, okay, well, good enough. And listen, just give me a call or text me that you're coming by to pick that stuff up. I don't even have to be here. You know, if you want to come by and pick it up just any time you want to.
Surely do that, and I appreciate that. I'll get it as quick as I can. I just got held up Saturday on a job because of the parts. Couldn't get the right parts. Tried 4 different times to get good parts and couldn't get them.
Wow. Okay. Well, goodness. Well, in the meantime, you didn't have time to even look at that rotator, did you?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, I was kind of... Well, anyhow, when you get that thing working real good, how about letting me know that it's working good?
Sure thing. And you'll be the first to know.
Okay, good man. Good man. All right, well, listen, I'll jump out on you. I got to finish getting ready and get some stuff done here. I got to find my camcorder so I can take it to the meeting tonight. I'm going to try to record it. So, anyhow, you drive safe out there. Don't run over anybody. And, I'll talk at you again soon, bud. K and 4, VWA. I'm clear after you finally.
If you are able to record that tonight, I'd sure like to see a copy of it. Just let me know, and I'll be clear. KO4HKX, I'll be on the side.
Will do, son. I'll get her done. K and 4, VWA, clear.
Bubble.
LEO, KO4HKX, how are you this afternoon? I believe it's Jim, correct?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. It's Patrick on this end.
Are you driving home back to North Carolina?
Not yet, but here for long.
Well, how's the tool business going these days?
Weeks have been really good. Can't complain other than I can't get stuff back once I sell it, so it makes it hard to get the repeat business.
I heard you talk about it. You were saying it was tough for people to... The people weren't making orders because they couldn't get spare parts.
Matt, can't get parts. Can't get much of anything. So it's just been tough lately. Hopefully things will get back to normal one day. This afternoon.
Honeydew Run for my bride. She's got a chair she wants me to go take a look at and pick up if they have it in stock.
Thing to be doing on Valentine's Day.
Hey, I heard you and Steve talk about recording something there. What are y'all recording?
For anything. I'm trying to get a copy of it. Ariel, I believe, is the one putting on a presentation tonight at the Greer Club meeting about EMPs and the effects on your radios and the storms, the geomagnetic storms and stuff like that. So I thought it would be interesting. I'm just not going to be able to get there in time for the presentation. And if they're going to record it, I'd sure like to have a copy.
Now, that'd be interesting. I don't know if Steve's still listed or not, but I'd love to see it if he does it.
Me or gets a copy of it, I'll try to let him know that you're interested in it if he doesn't hear you.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of different ways to do that stuff, but the most current techniques would be appreciated if that's what he talks about.
An education on how that stuff works would be great, and have it protect your equipment from it. Yeah, that's always good.
where if that something like that ever came up, it'd be bad news for everybody.
There'll be a lot more to worry about than just the radios, but you try to do all you can, so that's all we can do.
Very much so. Well, listen, Patrick, I hope you enjoy your drive back this evening. It's pretty nice, even if it's a little chilly and windy. It's a beautiful day, and always good going up and back into the mountains, going home.
I don't know, about another hour before I'll be heading home, but it should still be right at dusk anyway.
Listen, I'm going to say 73 to you. I'm going to concentrate on this busy traffic here going down White Horse Road. And, yeah, if you hear from KN4BWA just about what he was able to capture, that'd be great. And we're
Jim, it was good to talk to you this afternoon. You be safe out there on White Horse Road. I'm not too far from there myself. So, 73KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
KO4LAO, yeah, I'm sorry. Dropped my mic and my truck quit at the same time, so had a small flame out there. KO4LAO, be clear.
KB4CBA, mobile.